With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The United States men's basketball team claims Olympic gold, paced by the clutch three-point shooting of Stephen Curry.
The four-time NBA champ led the United States to its fifth consecutive gold and the first in the illustrious career of the game's best shooter. While Curry's 24 points led the USA, LeBron James set the early pace and was key in helping the Americans take an eight-point lead into the half. The 39-year-old finished with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists while capturing his third gold medal. France's Victor Wembanyama tallied a game-high 26. The 20-year-old budding superstar delivered the host country its second consecutive silver medal after coming up 5 points short of the Americans in the 2021 gold medal game in Tokyo. Gershon Yabusele added 20 points and relentless energy to help keep France within an arm's length of the United States throughout the game. I'm Denny Kapp.
And the U.S. women's basketball team victory over Australia Friday leaves them just one win away from a historic Olympic feat. Correspondent Gethin Kuba.
The U.S. was able to take control of the game in the first half, allowing coach Cheryl Reeve the opportunity to play her starters limited minutes. The Americans, who extended their Olympic winning streak to 60 consecutive games, will face France on Sunday. France earned an 82-75 win over Belgium to secure a spot in their first ever gold medal game. The U.S. is trying to become the first team to win eight consecutive gold medals, breaking the tie with the American men's program that won seven in a row from 1936 through 68. A win Sunday would give Diana Taurasi a record 6 gold medals. I'm Gethin Kuba.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking at a Montana rally, former President Donald Trump says he will prevail in the debate against Vice President Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
This is SRN News. A lot of Americans don't like the First Amendment. SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms. And the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Chief U.S. Judge Mark Walker says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employers and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. The lawsuit was filed in 2020 by three current and former state employees. This is SRN News. Trouble for the United States Coast Guard.
Basic training for cadets at the Coast Guard Academy being overhauled in light of a sexual abuse scandal. That follows a six-year internal investigation finding 102 separate allegations of sexual assault involving cadets from 1990 to 2006. The report determines the Academy often, quote, mishandled those cases. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. women's soccer team has won its fifth Olympic gold medal by beating Brazil 1-0 in the final of the Paris Games. Mallory Swanson's early second-half goal secured the win and closed out an undefeated run to the title in the team's first international campaign under new coach Emma Hayes. The Americans hadn't won Olympic gold since the 2012 London Games. The result is more heartbreak for Brazil and star Marta. The six-time World Player of the Year has never won a Women's World Cup or an Olympics. This is SRN News.